Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Tes Vav. We are holding on daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page on daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, an honor his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha LaShalom, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Charlie and Mimi Gershbaum in memory of Hilda Gershbaum, Hinda Rachel Bas Yaakov Hanan, on her fifth yard site, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Isaac Gallendauer, Lili Nishmas. His father, Avram ben Yonatan Yehuda, Imri Gallendauer, which is today, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. And it is also sponsored in honor of the second yard site of Dr. Alex Spira of Montreal, a longtime listener of the Shir, by his children, grandchildren, and great grandchildren. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So, first thing we're going to discuss, the Mishnah is going to talk about if one of the Chalos or one of the Sidarim of the Lechem Apanim becomes Tamei, we're going to have a machlokas whether the other goes lebeis hasreifa as well, or do we say no, the other one was not impacted and therefore it can get eaten. The Gemara is going to have an explanation of the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that perhaps he holds that ein hatzitz meratza al achilos, and that's what drives his opinion that shneim yetzu lebeis hasreifa. But the Gemara is going to have three rejections of that explanation of Rabbi Yehuda and instead settle on a different explanation of Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about making the Toda or the Kivsei Atzeres into Pigul. Does that impact the bread or not? When one makes the Kivsei Atzeres or the Zevach of the Toda, Pigul, it does impact the bread, but not vice versa. If one makes the bread Pigul, it does not impact the actual Zevach. The Gemara is going to talk about why the Pigul status of the Zevach impacts the bread, but not vice versa. What the Svara is, why it works in only one direction and not the other. Then we're going to talk about, do we combine a chatzi zayis of the zevach with a chatzi zayis of the lechem to be mefagel the lechem? If you had a machsheves pigle about a chatzi zayis of the zevach and a chatzi zayis of the lechem, the zevach's not going to become pigle, but will at least the lechem become pigle in such a case? And similar shayla, both by the karban toda as well as by the kivsei atzeres. Then the Gemara is going to discuss if when shechting one of the kivsei atzeres, you have a machsheves pigle on Chavero. What do we assume Chavero means in that context? Do we assume it means the other one of the Kivsei Atzeres? Or do we assume it means the Lechem that goes along with the Kivsei Atzeres? Then the Mishnah toward the bottom of Amud Beis discusses the Nesachim becoming Pigel along with the Zevach, but not vice versa. That if you're Mefagel the Zevach, the Nesachim that go with it also become Pigel. But if you're Mefagel the Nesachim, the Zevach does not become Pigel. The Gemara is going to tell us that the machlokes tanoim, whether the zevach is matir the nesachim, is the same machlokes whether it can be mefagel the nesachim. That the two are talui zebazeh. That if one is matir the other, then it could be mefagel the other as well. And we're going to have machlokes whether the asham mitzora is matir and therefore can be mefagel the log shemen shol mitzora. Same basic idea. Only that which is matir can be mefagel. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Nitmei Sachas Min Achalos Oechem Min Asdarim. Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shneim Yetzil Beis Asreifa. If one of the Chalos of the Shtei Alechem or one of the Sdarim of the Lechem Apanim became Tamei, Rabbi Yehuda says they both get burnt as if they are both Kachim that became Pasul. Shein Korban Sibur Chaluk, because you don't divide a Korban Sibur and say that half of it is Pasul and half of it is Kasher. So if half of it became Pasul, it's all Pasul. No, but that which became Tameh is Tameh, so good, that's Yotzei LeBeis HaSreifa, but the Torah part never became Pasul, so therefore let it be eaten by Kohanim B'Tahara. That's the Machlokes Tanaim. So if part of, one of the Lachme, one of the Shtei Alechem, or one of the Sedarim of the Lechem Apanim became Tameh, does that impact the other one? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Machlokes L'Fnei Zrika. This whole Machlokes between between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is only if the Tumah happened before there was Zorik, the dam of the Kvasim, that's Matir the Shtei Alechem, or the Seder of the Lechem Hapanim became Tameh before there were Maktir the Bezichin that are Matir the Lechem Hapanim, because the Zrik or the Akhtaris of Bezichin that you're going to do afterwards is not going to be able to be Matir that which became Tameh. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, if it's not going to be able to be Matir that which became Tameh, it's not going to be able to be Matir any of it. It's an all or nothing thing. Aval Yachar Zrika, but if the Zrika was already done and it was already Matir, both of the Shtei Alechem, or the Haktar's Bezichon was already done and it was already Matir, both Sdarim and Alechem upon him, and then half of it became Tameh, well then Divrei HaKala Tameh B'tamasov HaTar Yechel, then even Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree, you don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, right? That if some of it became Tameh, some of it got ruined, so that's the part that got ruined, but the rest of it had already had its heter, and its heter does not go away. Now the question is, L'fnei Zrika B'may Pligi, so in the case that they argue where one of the Shtei Alechem became Tameh, or one of the Sedarim of the Lechem Apana became Tameh, prior to the Zrika Saddam, or prior to the Akhtaras HaBezichin, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda holds that that all of it is Yotze LeBeis HaStreifa? Why would you burn the part that did not become Tameh? So I'm Rav Papa, B'tzitz Meratz Al Achilos Kamiflgi. The Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is whether the Tzitz accomplishes Ritzui even for parts of a carbon that get eaten, and not only for parts of the carbon that get burnt on the Mizbeach, meaning Dam or a Komet goes on the Mizbeach, and if that went Bitumah, the Tzitz is Meratz, said that it's still going to work. But if parts of the carbon where the halacha is you're supposed to eat it becomes tameh, is the tzitz meratzah? So Rabbanan Savri tzitz meratzah lechilos. The Rabbanan says yes, it works even on things that are ne'echal, parts of the carbon that get eaten. So the zrikas dam of the carbon is going to be kosher when it's tameh, as if it were tahar. So if the challah became tameh before the zrika, that zrikas adam is going to be kosher since the tzitz is meratzah. So that's why the Rabbanan hold HaTohar B'Tahara, so that the Zrika worked, and therefore you can eat the Tohar, the one of the Shtei Alechem that remains Tohar, or you can eat the Seder of the Lechem Apanim that remains Tohar. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Eina Tzitz Meratzah L'Achilos. Rabbi Yehuda Savar holds, no, the Tzitz is not Meratzah on parts of a carbon that get eaten, and therefore the Zrika that you do, or the Akhtaras HaBezichon that you do, is not going to work at all, because it's not going to help for the Tumah, for the achas of the Shtei Alechem, or the Seder of the Lechem Apanim that had become Tameh. And if it doesn't help for that part, it doesn't help for any part of it. And therefore, it's all Yotzei LeBeis HaStreifa. So that's what drives Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. What drives Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that Ein Atzitz Meratza Al Achilos, and therefore, if one of the Chalos became Tameh, the Zrikas Hadam that you do is not going to be a Kasher Zrika. And therefore, the Tahar Chala does not become Mutar either, because it never got a Zrika, because the tzitz is not meratz al achilos. So the Gemara has three rejections of this explanation of Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rav Huda b'Rav Nasan of Papa, how can you say that it's all about tzitz meratz al achilos v'ha'olin? But what about those things that are brought on the mizbeach, like the dam of the carbon and the komets of the mincha? That tzitz meratz al olin, where everyone agrees that tzitz is meratz for the parts of a carbon that are brought on the mizbeach, and yet upligi, and yet we still have this same machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Titania, we have a brisa, nitma echad min habezichin, if one of the bezichei levona became tameh. Now the bezichei levona get brought on the mizbeach, they by burning those on the mizbeach, that's what's matir the lechem upon him to be eaten by kohanim. Rabbi Yehuda omer, so if one of the bezichei levona became tameh, Rabbi Yehuda omer, shneim yasu betuma. If you want, you could be metameh the other one as well, and be makar v'betuma, lufi shein karbon tzibur chaluk, because anyway, you can't divide a carbon tzibur. So if part of it is tameh, you might as well be metameh the whole thing, because there's not going to be any chilik between them. The Chum omrim, and the Chum say, no, one of them became tameh, hatameh bitumaso, so that which became tameh, you leave alone in its state of tumah, and your makrovit bitumaso, vatar bitaraso. But the other the spoon of Lavona, that the other ladle of Lavona, you can't be metameh it, it's tar, let it remain tar. So this is a kasha on Rav Papa, because Rav Papa thought that the whole svara of Rabbi Yehuda, that if one of the challahs become tameh, that you're going to burn even the challah that's tahar, is because the tzitzim is not meratzah al achilos, and therefore the zrika you're going to do is not going to be a valid zrika. So by the bezichin, Tefillin, which are Ola on the Mizbeach, and the Tzitz is certainly Meratzeh on that which is Ola on the Mizbeach, to make the Haktara of it Kasher, Rabbi Yehuda should have been Moda, that you're not allowed to be Metami the Tar one. So you see that the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda is not about Tzitz Meratzeh al Achilus or not. And not only that, we have a second and a third Raya, that's an incorrect explanation of Rabbi Yehuda. V'odam Ravashi, Raya number two, Tashma. I'll bring you a Raya that the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is not about whether Tzitz Meratzeh al Achilus. Because the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afilu Shevet Echatameh, even if one Shevet of Klal Yisrael is Tameh on Erev Pesach, when we're supposed to bring the Korban Pesach, V'kol HaShvatim Torin, and all the other Shvatim are Tahar, Yasu Betumah. All of the Shvatim can bring the Korban Pesach Betumah. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Shevet Echad is called a Kahal. The Gemara in Horios derives this from the fact that Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef Hatzadik, Kel Shakai, Nira Elai Beluz Beretz Kanan Ve'yvarachosi, Ve'yomer Elai Hinini Mafricha V'yirbisicha Unisaticha L'kal Amim, that I'm going to give you a new Kahal that's going to descend from you. At that time, all of the Shvatim were born except for Binyamin. So what do you mean he's going to have a new Kahal? He already had 11 Shvatim. So Elamai, just Shevet Binyamin, qualifies as a Kahal. So since a Shevet Echad is called a Kahal, and the Kahal becomes Tameh, you're allowed to be Makrav the Karban and Betumah, because Tumah Sutra B'tzibor, so the other Shvatim are also allowed to be Makrav the Betumah, Lefi Shein Karban B'tzibor Chaluk, because we don't divide in a Karban B'tzibor, we don't split up a Karban B'tzibor, so if you're allowed to be Makrav that Pesach B'tumah, everybody's allowed to be makrav that Pesach b'tumah. So hachamai tzitz meratzah ika by the tumah of the shevet, there's no tzitz meratzah. Tzitz is meratzah on the tumah of a korban, not on the tumah of people. So the tumah of a shevet, it's not shaykh to talk about tzitz meratzah. And yet Rabbi Yehuda still holds this thing that in korbanos tzibur chaluk, and what's true about one half is going to be true about the other half. So you see, it's not about tzitz meratzah. And then a third raya that it's not about tzitz meratzah. Va'od ha'amar avina tashma. I'll bring you another raya. It says in our Mishnah, Nitmeis achas min achalos, or achas min asdarin, if one of the shtei alechem, or one of the sedarin of the lechem upon it became tameh, Rabbi Dom Shneim Yetzil Beisrefa, then they both could be Yetzil Beisrefa, they're both burnt, l'fishen karban tzibur chaluk, because the karban tzibur is not split into two. V'cham omrim hatameh betumaso, v'atar yeechel, and the Cham say, no, that which became tameh is Yetzil Beisrefa, because it is tameh, and that which is tahar gets eaten Tara, because it is still Tara. You're not Yotzi the Beis HaSreifa, you're not Motzi the Beis HaSreifa, but the Imisa, but if Rav Papa is really correct, that the real Svara of Rabbi Yehuda is that Eina Tzitz Meratza Ala Achilos, Lefishen Tzitz Meratza Ala Achilos Mibayile, then when he's explaining himself, he should have said that. Instead of saying Shein Korban Tzibur Chaluk, he should have said Eina Tzitz Meratza Ala Achilos. So for those three reasons, Rav Papa is rejected. Rav Papa's explanation of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is all based on Eina Tzitz Meratzeh Al Achilos, is rejected. Ella Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what is the true explanation of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan says, Talmud Aruch B'Piv Shel Rabbi Yehuda, you got to trust him at his word. He kept saying, She'ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk. That's what it's about. He said, you don't divide a Korban Tzibur into different parts. So if part of it is pasul, all of it is pasul. So that's why if part of it became Tameh, all of it is Yotzei LeBeis HaSreifa, and the Chachamim disagree with that. And they say, no, only the part that became Tameh is possible is Yotzei LeBeis HaSreifa. The part that is Tahar is not Yotzei LeBeis HaSreifa. It is Nechal B'Tahara. There is a Machlokas Rishonim. Good, we've rejected the Rav Papa's explanation of Rabbi Yehuda. Do we reject the premise of the discussion as well? Meaning the Gemara started with Rabbi Lazar qualifying the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim by saying, oh, the whole Machlokas is only if the Tumah happened before Zrika. But if the Tumah happened after the Zrika, which was already Matir, the Shtei Alechem, or it happened after the Haktaras HaBezichin, which was already Matir, all of the Lechem upon him, then everyone's going to agree Atami B'Tumasov HaTar Yechel. Then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you divide it up, and that which became Tameh is Tameh, that which became Tar is Tar. Maybe now that we're saying the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda is Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say, even after the Zrika, Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk. Even even if the tumah happened after the zrika, once you're throwing half of it out to lebeis hasreifa, you throw it all out lebeis hasreifa. So that is a machlokas rishonim. It's machlokas Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rambam. Okay, now moving on to the next Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us we know that when it comes to the Karban Todah has two critical parts to it, one more critical than the other. There's the Zevach of the Todah, which is brought the same as a Karban Shlamim, and then along with that, there are the 40 loaves of bread of the Karban Todah. 10 chametz and 30 matzah, 40 loaves, 10 each of four different types. Similarly, when it comes to the Kivsei Atzeres that we bring on Shavuos, there's the Zevach, there are the two sheep, and there's the Shtei Alechem, there are the two loaves. So these are the two Karbanos that are a combination of Zevach and Mincha. So Zvachim and Menachos come together in these two Karbanos, by a Karban Todah and by the Kivsei Atzeres. So now, what is the relationship between the Zevach part of it and the Mincha part of it? So says the Mishnah, HaTodim Mefagelis HaSalechem, if a person made the Zevach into pigle, the Lechem also automatically becomes pigle. V'alechem in Mefagelis HaTodah. However, if one made the Lachmei Todah into pigle, it is not Mefagel the Zevach. Ketzad, for example, Shachles HaTodah, if a person shachs the Karban Todah, Lechol Mimena L'machar, having in mind that he's going to eat the Zevach Chutz L'zmano, so he's Mefagel the Zevach. He V'alechem Mefugalim, both the Zevach and the Mincha are pigle. Lechol Mina Lechem L'machar. However, if he shechs the Zevach, having in mind that he's going to eat the Lechem, the Mincha, Chutz L'zmano, so then Alechem Mefugel V'atodah in Mefugelas. So then only the Lechem, only the Lachmei Todah become pigle, but it does not impact the Zevach. Likewise, Hakvasim Mefagelas Alechem, V'alechem in Mefagelas Hakvasim. When it comes to the Kivsei Atzeres, if you make the Zevach into pigle, then the Shtei Alechem become pigle along with it, but not vice versa. Ketzad, for example, Ashochenes Hakvasim, when you're shechting the Kivsei Atzeres, you have in mind Lechel Me'en L'machar, to eat the actual Kivsei Atzeres Chutz L'zmano, Heim V'alechem Mefugalim. Then not only are the Kivsei Atzeres pigle, the Shtei Alechem are pigle along with it. But Lechel Es Alechem L'machar, if you only have in mind to eat the Shtei Alechem Chutz L'zmano, Halechem Mefugal, so the Shtei Alechem becomes pigle, but V'akvasim Minim Mefugalim, the Kivsei Atzeres do not become pigle. So frankly, Gemara, my time, why is it that it's a one-way street? Why is it that when you're Mefagel the Zevach, the Lechem automatically goes along with it, but when you're Mefagel the Lechem, the Zevach does not go along with it? So, if you're going to tell me it's because of what Rav Kana taught, Rav Kana minayin lelachmei toda shenikru toda, it's because the lachmei toda are actually called toda. So when you were mefagel a toda, you were mefagel the lechem, because the lechem is called toda. How does he know that the lachmei toda are called toda? Shneimar, because the pasuk says in Parshas Tzav, v'hikrav al zevach hatoda chalos. So the pasuk should have written v'hikrav chalos al zevach hatodah, from the fact that it says vehikrev al zevach hatodah chalos, so it sounds like we can read those words together, hatodah chalos, that the chalos themselves are called the todah. So that's how we learn the din in our Mishnah, that when you shech the karban todah with the machshava to eat it chutz l'zmana, the chalos are also included in the pigle. So frankly, Gemara iachi ibchanami, but by that same token, we should say the opposite, that if you're mefagel the chalos, the todah should go along with it as well. So says Marlo Halok, Kasha, that doesn't bother me. Lechem ikri toda, toda likri lechem. The lechem is called toda, but the toda is not called lechem. So if you're mefagel lechem, it has no impact on the toda, on the zevach. If you're mefagel the toda, it has an impact on the lechem. Says Gemara, still doesn't work, because elahad katani, we didn't only say this din of the one-way street when it came to the karban toda. We said the same din of the one-way street, that the zevach is going to be mefagel the lechem, but the lechem will not be mefagel the zevach, not only by the lachmit, we said it by the Shtei Alechem as well, by the Kivsei Atzeres as well. Well, Hakvasim Mefagelas Alechem, Alechem Ein Mefagelas Hakvasim, Lechem Eichash Chandi Kri Kvasim. Do we ever find anywhere that the Shtei Alechem are referred to as Kvasim? There's no pasuk that refers to the Shtei Alechem as Kvasim. So if the whole explanation as to why it's one-way street by the Lachmei Toda is because there's a pasuk that refers to the Lechem as a Toda, well then how come we say the same din by the Kivsei Atzeres? There's no pasuk that refers to the Shtei Alechem as a keves. Elahainu taima lechem glal toda vein toda glal lechem lechem glal de kvasim vein kvasim glal de lechem. No, the real reason is that the ikur karban is the zevach. The mincha that goes along with it is just that. It is a tafel. It goes along with it. So when the zevach becomes pigul, which is the ikur, so the tafel goes along with it, and it likewise becomes pigul. But when the zevach itself does not become pigul, then the tafel does that. When only the lachem becomes pigul, only the tafel becomes pigul, the zevach's not going to go along with it. So says Mar, okay, great. Why do you need to tell me the din, the same din, that it's a one-way street, both by the lach mitoda as well as by the shtei lechem of Shavuos, utzrichi? We need to be told in both cases. The Yashmin told, if you only would have told me by the karmen toda, I would say by the karmen toda, it makes sense that when you mefagel the lechem, the zevach remains unaffected, because the two never go together. They're never used for anything simultaneously with one another. It just happens to be that you bring a zevach and you bring 40 lach metoda. But when it comes to the kifsei atzeres, the kohen waves the sheep with the loaves of bread on the sheep. So he waves them together. I would think that they have a more unified identity. And therefore, if you're mefagel the lechem, you're mefagel the kvasim along with it. So tzricha, that's why the Mishnah needs to tell me that the din is the same by both of them. And the lahepach also, if it only would have said the din of the kvasim, I would have thought that only by the kvasim, if you're mefagel the kvasim, does the lechem go along with it, because the lechem is more unified with the kvasim. But I would have thought that by the karban todah, even if you're mefagel the zevach, that the lechem doesn't go along with it. So again, that's why he needs to tell me both by the lach metoda as well as by the kifsei atzeres, that if you're mefagel the zevach, the mincha becomes pigul, but if you're mefagel the mincha, the zevach does not become pigul. New question. By minei Reb Lozer Mirav, hashochet es hatoda lechel kazayis mimena umi lachma lemachar mahu. What if a person shechs a karban todah having in mind that he's going to eat a kazayis in total of the zevach and the mincha together, chutz l'zmano, chatzi zayis from the zevach and chatzi zayis from the lechem? Is that mitztarif to make pigul? Well, to make what pigul? Livkulei todalo mibayali. There's no way that's going to make the zevach into pigul, because hashta kulo milachma lo mifagla mimena umilachmi mibayi. Meaning, even if it weren't about being mitztarif, two different things. Even if you had a machsheves pigul on a full kazayis of the lechem, we just learned in our Mishnah that has zero impact on the zevach. So there's no way it's going to be a stronger mefagel when you have a machshava of a chatzi zayis of the lechem and a chatzi zayis of the zevach. No way. Obviously, that's not going to be mefagel the toda. It's not going to be mefagel the zevach. No, kika mibayli, my whole shayli is livkule lechem. Will it be mefagel the lechem? Ki mitzar for toda livkule lechem. Mi mitzar for toda livkule lechem. Oh, lo. Do we assume that when you have a machshava spigel on a chatzi zayis of the zevach and a chatzi zayis of the lechem, you've at least made the lechem into pigul? Do we create a tziruf over there? Samalei af bazu halechem mefugal v'atoda inem mefugal. Says, yeah, that would be a good example. Just like if you have a machsheves pigul on a zayis shalem of the lechem, only the lechem becomes pigul and not the zevach. So too, when you have a machsheves pigul on a chatzi zayis of the zevach and a chatzi zayis of the lechem, only the lechem becomes pigul and not the zevach. So says Gemara, but v'amai leima kal v'chomer. I'll tell you kal v'chomer that will argue in the opposite direction. Uma hamefagel ein mispagel. If the chatzi zayis of the toda, which you're trying to say will help to be mefagel the lechem, and nevertheless the toda itself does not become pigul, meaning even that which has the capacity to be mefagel something else remains unaffected itself, it doesn't become pigul. Habalefagel v'lo pigel ein odin shelo yispagel. The chatzi zayis of the lechem, which is more kal, that it wants to be mitzdarif together with the to be mefagel the toda, and it doesn't have the ability to be mefagel the toda. The chatzi zayis of the lechem has no impact on the toda. So if it has no impact to be mefagel something else, all the more so it shouldn't be mefagel itself. Meaning, if even that which is mefagel something else is not able to be mefagel itself, namely the chatzi zayis of the toda is mefagel the lechem, but it cannot be mefagel itself. A chatzi zayis of a toda cannot be mefagel itself. So the lach metoda which cannot be mefagal even the toda. So for sure, the chatzis ayis of the lachmi toda shouldn't be able to be mefagal itself either. So Miriam kal v'chomer ki agavna says, you say such a kal v'chomer. Tanya, I'll bring you a raya that we don't say such kal v'chomers. There was a story where a guy planted someone else's vineyard, smadar, which was it already had a chanata. It was at an early stage of the development of the grapes. Ubama is, and he planted zera. He planted zraim in the vineyard. He was creating kilei akerem. Ubama is lefnei chachamim, and the chachamim they brought the shaila to the chachamim. What are you paskin? Is all the is the entire vineyard asur ba'ana now? Is it all kilei akerem? Meaning, I went into someone else's vineyard and I started planting stuff. Do I aser his entire vineyard? The Chacham said the zraim that were planted there are aser. Those are kilei akerem, meaning my zraim that I planted there are going to be aser. But the gefanim that I went to aser, this guy's gefanim, I don't have the ability to do that. I can't aser something that doesn't belong to me. But why do we say that the zraim become aser? I could make a kal v'chomer that's along the lines of the kal v'chomer we just suggested, to say that the zraim should be mutter. Lema kal v'chomer, I'll tell you a kal v'chomer. Umaha oser eino nesar. If the gefanim, which asr the zraim, they themselves do not become asr, habal asr v'lo asr, so the zraim, which are apparently more kal, because they don't have the capacity to asr the gefanim, eino din shalo yis aser, they themselves should not become asr. So from the fact that the chum do asr the zraim, and they're mati the gefanim, you see that they're not worried about this kind of kal v'chomer. They don't think that this kal v'chomer carries any water. So says Gemara, well, hachi hashta, you can't compare the two cases. Hasam kanbos v'luf asra Torah. When it comes to kilei akerem, we asra dafka those things that have a root and that are going to stay in the ground for some period of time. Shar zra'im midrabanan da'asiri. But any other zra'im that you decide to plant in a vineyard are only asra midrabanan to begin with. It's not real klayim midaraisa. So haida avid isura kansura rabanan. Since the whole thing is only a Rabbanan, the guy that decided to be the Russia who's going to go plant the vineyard with Zraim. So the Rabbanan made a kanas on him that your stuff is now Asar Ba'ana. Your Zraim that you planted is going to be Asar Ba'ana. But Haidu Lovedi Surah, the guy that didn't do any Isra, he just had a nice vineyard and he just had poor security on the vineyard or whatever. So Lo Kansura Rabbanan, the Rabbanan aren't going to make a kanas on him just because someone came and tried to ruin his vineyard. Aval Hachalei Mekal V'Chomer. But when it comes to shechting a carbon toda to eat part of the Toda and part of the Lechem, Chutzas Mano, where the Isser is not about a Knas. We're talking about Dinim Doraisa over here. So then maybe the Kal V'Chomer is going to apply. So therefore, you cannot tell me that we reject this Kal V'Chomer based on the fact that we do not employ the Kal V'Chomer by the Isser Drabanon of Kilei Akerem together with Zra'im. So says Marvika Demasna Kvasim. Some have this same exact conversation, the same conversation we just had, but not about the... about the kivsei atzeres relating to the kivsei atzeres as opposed to the lachme toda. So how does it relate to the kivsei atzeres? Again, if a person shechts the kivasim lechel kizayis mehen umi lachman, having in mind that he's going to eat one full kizayis of combined from the zevach and from the shtei alechem, so mahu. What's the halacha? Do we assume that since the lechem doesn't have a shear pigle because it was only pachas mikazayis, and the zevach doesn't have a shear pigle because it was only pachas mikazayis, so there is no pigle, or are we mitzdaref the chatzi zayis of the lechem and the chatzi zayis of the zevach? So he said again, lifkulei kvasim, as far as whether the zevach is going to become pigle, lo coming by, that's not even a shaila. Of course it's not going to become pigle, because hashto kulam lechem lo mifagli, if you had a machsheves pigle on a full kezayis of the shtei alechem, the kvasim would not become pigle. Mehenu milachman bimbayi. So obviously, if it's only with a tziruf of a chatzi zayis of this, a chatzi zayis of that, it's not going to have a greater koacha mefagel. So ki kami bayi leilufkule lechem. The shaila is: do the shtei alechem become pigle? Ki mi mitstarfi kvasim lufkule lechem alo? Do we assume that the kvasim are mitstarif together with the lechem, the chatzi zayis of the kvasim, the chatzi zayis of the lechem? To to be mefagel the lechem at least, or not? Samalei af pazu alechem mefugel v'kvas meinim mefugalin. So yeah, the lechem will become pigle. It's just that the kvasim will not be pigle. Again, the same exact thing that we said previously with the carbon toda. These are the only two carbonos that have a chelek that is a zevach and a chelek that is a mincha. So we're saying that that just like we said before, that if you're mefagel with a chatzi zayis of the lachme toda and a chatzi zayis of the zevach of the toda, that it's mefagel the lechem but not the zevach. So we're saying the same thing over here with the shtei lechem. If you're mefagel a chatzi zayis of the keves and a chatzi zayis of the shtei lechem, so it's mefagel the shtei lechem. So v'amai lema kal v'chomer. But why should that be the case? Maybe I could say the following kal v'chomer. Again, this should all sound familiar because we just had it. Umaha mefagel eno mispagel. If the chatzi zayis of the kvasim, that according to Rav is able to be mefagel the lechem, nevertheless it's not mefagel itself. Habal lefagel v'lo pigel eno din shlei spagel. The chatzi zayis of the lechem, which is more kal, because it would, tries to be mitzdarif together with the kvasim and doesn't work to be mefagel the kvasim, all the more so should not be mefagel itself. So says Mar Mir Min Kal V'Chomer Ki Agavna. Do we say such a Kal V'Chomer? V'Tanya Ma'isa Bechad Shazar Karmer Shel Chavero. Don't we have a brisa of a guy who planted someone else's vineyard smadar while the grapes were somewhat they had a chanata and they were developing v'amai? And we said that the Chacham said that the Zroim are aser and the Gefanim are mutter. But v'amai, why did the Chacham master the Zroim lema Kal V'Chomer? They should say this very same Kal V'Chomer. Ma ha'osar eino nesar. If the Gefanim, which aser the Zroim, they themselves do not become aser. Abal aser v'lo aser. The Zroim, which are more kal, because they don't have the ability to aser the Gefanim eino din shelo yis aser. So all the more so they shouldn't aser themselves. So if you say such a Kal V'Chomer, if you were to say such a Kal V'Chomer, the Chacham never would have arrived at the conclusion that the Zroim are aser and then the Gefanim are mutter. So says Mar Hachi Hashli, you cannot compare. Hasam kanvus v'lofas v'torah shah zroim drabanu da'asivri. When it comes to kilei kerem, anytime you plant zroim that are not kanvus v'lof in a kerem, it's only an issur drabanan. Haidavad isur katsur rabanan, delavad isur lo katsur rabanan. The guy that did the isur, the rabanan are going to make a knas, and his zroim are going to be aser. But the guy that didn't do an isur, we're not going to make a knas on someone who didn't do an isur. So aval hachal they makal v'chomer. But when it comes to the kivsei atzeres, we're dealing with dinim da'oraisa. So therefore, this kal v'chomer should be binding. So same exact conversation, one by the lachmei toda, one by the kivsei atzeres. So man demasin la atoda kol shkein akvasim. The one that taught this whole conversation with relation to the carbon toda will certainly admit that the same is true when it comes to the kvasim. That if you mefagel a chatzi zayis of the zevach and a chatzi zayis of the lechem, that the lechem is pigel and the kvasim are not pigel. But a man demasin akvasim. But if you said that that's true about the kvasim, it could be that it's only true about the kvasim. Kvasim uduusku zelizel etnufa, because the link between the zevach and the mincha by the kivsei atzeres is much stronger than the link between the zevach and the mincha by the karban toda. In that you do the tenufa of the sheep and the loaves of bread at the same time. You put one on top of the other and you do the tenufa of the two of them together. Aval toda deluzku zelizel etnufa, but the karban toda, where they're sort of each on their own path. The zevach is on its path and the lachmei toda are on its path. So lo, I would think that there is no safek, and the chatzi zayis of the toda is not mitzdarif with the chatzi zayis of the lechem at all, and therefore even the lechem will not become pigel in such a case. So that's the reason why it's two different conversations over here, because one cannot be presumed from the other. If the conversation only happened by the kvasim, then by the lachmei toda we're probably working with the assumption that it's not mitzdarif to be mefagel anything. So Rabbi Abba Zuti Bai Lahachi. Rabbi Abba Zuti taught the Shaila that Rabbi Lazar taught, asked of Rav the following. Bai Minei Rabbi Lazar Mei Rav. Hashokhir es hakeves. If a person shechts one of the kivsei atzeres and he has in mind lechel kazayis mechavero lemachar, that he's going to eat a kazayis of the chavero chutz lezmano. So mahu. He doesn't say what chavero is. So do we assume from the fact that he said chavero keves mashma, that it means the other of the kivsei atzeres? So he's shechting one of the kvasim, having in mind that he's going to eat the other one chutz lezmano, and therefore the halach would be v'lo mefagel. That is not a machsheves pigel, because that's going to be a mishnah in tomorrow's daf, that at the time of the avoda of one of the kvasim, you have machsheves pigel on the other keves, they're both going to be kosher, because a matir is not mefagil another matir. They're both, the shnei kivsei atzeres are both matirim, so one matir is not mefagil another matir. Odilma lechamashma umefagile. Or maybe no, maybe when he's shechting one of the kivsei atzeres, he has a machshava to be mefagil chaveiro. He means the lechem that goes along with it, the shtei alechem. Oh, we know that you have the ability to be mefagel the shtei alechem when you're shechting the kivsei atzeres. So it's all a matter of how do we touch up what he means when he says chaveiro. So amalei tenisuha. We have a mishnah in tomorrow's daf. Shachalechem and akvasim lechel mi menu lemachar. If you shecht one of the kvasim, having in mind that you're going to eat it chutzazmano, who pigel the chaveiro kosher? So that keves is pigel, but the other keves is kosher. Lechel mechaveiro lemachar. But you have in mind that you can eat the other keves chutzazmano. Shneim ksherim. Then nothing becomes pigel. Alma chaveiro keves mashma. But the whole presumption of the mishnah is that the word chaveiro means the other sheep. It doesn't mean the lechem. So that seems to resolve our question. So says Gemara, Dilma deparish v'amar chaveru keves. No, maybe the Mishnah in tomorrow's daf is where the guy said chaveru keves, but just the word chaveru maybe is still up in the air whether it means the other keves or whether it means the lechem that goes along with it. Okay, next Mishnah. Hazevach mefagelas anesachim. If a person has machsheves pigel, makes the zevach pigel, and it's a zevach that has nesachim that go along with it, so the nesachim become pigel along with the zevach. Mishakitchu b'kli, provided that at the time that he was mefagel the zevach, the nesachim already had kedusha in the kli sharis. We already mekadish it in the kli sharis. But prior to being mekadish in the kli sharis, since the nesachim are not yet kadosh, so they do not take on the pigel status of the zevach that they go along with them, that they go along with, because they don't have kedusha sakuf yet. You could still be poda to them, so they can't become pigel. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's shita. Hanesachim einon mefaglin es hazevach. If you're mefagel the nesachim, though, that has no impact on the zevach. I mean, this is a continuation of the previous discussion. We previously discussed if you have lech metoda and the zevach of the toda. So the zevach impacts the lechem doesn't impact the zevach. By the kivsei atzeres, the keves impacts the shtei alechem does not impact the kivsei atzeres. So here we're talking about the relationship between the zevach and the nesachim, that the zevach will impact the nesachim, but not vice versa. So keitzad ashochid es zevach lechem man lemachar, hu nesachim mefugalin. If a person shechts the zevach, having in mind that he's going to eat a chutzlis mano, so the zevach and the nesachim become pigel. Lakrav nesachim lemachar, but if he shechts the zevach, having in mind that he's going to be makrav the nesachim chutzlis mano, hanesachim mufugal, and hazevach and mufugal, the nesachim become pigel, but the zevach does not become pigel. Tan rabbanan niske behema chayavan alein mishum pigel neshadama zevach matirin lekarev div rameir. Our entire mission is rameir. Rameir is the one that assumes that the nesachim that go along with the behema can become pigel. And the reason they can become pigel is that anything that something else is matir it can become pigel. And the nesachim become, the dam of the zevach is matir that kravas and nesachim, and therefore can become pigel. Amru lo l'Rabbi Meir, l'cham set Rabbi Meir, no, v'lo adam, maybe zivcha yom, nesach v'ad asar yamim. Of course, a person could bring a zevach today and bring the nesachim 10 days later. So the nesachim are its own carbon. It's not two parts of the same carbon. It's its own carbon. So the fact that you're mefagel the zevach has no impact on another carbon. Amr lehen, Rabbi Meir says back, afani lo amarti, elu b'bot nima zevach. You're right, it could be brought 10 days later. But if you bring it that day together with it, then it is part of that carbon. Amr lo, efshel lishnos lezevach acher. No, if the zevach were to become possible, you would take those nesachim and you'd use them for a different carbon. They're not part of the same carbon. Amr ravik sav rameir, hukvu u b'shchita kalach metoda. Rameir must hold that once you do the shchita of the zevach, the nesachim become hukva as part of that carbon, just like the lach metoda. A similar conversation. Tan rabbanan, log shemen shel mitzora. The log shemen that they bring, that the mitzora brings with his karbanos for his kapara, chayav nalav mishum pigel. It could become pigel. Can be. They have the capacity to become pigel because there's something else that's matir the log shemen. Reisha dam asham matiro. The dam asham is matir the log shemen. The bahonos to be put on the bahonos yad and regal, etc. Divra meir. What do you mean the log shemen is a totally different carbon? You could bring the log shemen 10 days later. So Rameir said back, yeah, you could bring it 10 days later. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you bring it together with the asham. So when you bring it together with the asham, then it it can become pigle. Amar lo, the Chacham said back, Efshel Lishnos Al Hashem Acher. What do you mean? If something goes wrong with the Hashem, you'll take that Lok Shemen and you'll use it for an entirely different Hashem. So it's obviously a different carbon. So Amar Rava, Kasav Rabbi Meir, Hukvu B'Shchita Kalach Metoda. Just like we said in the previous conversation, Rabbi Meir holds that when you shecht the Hashem Mitzora, then the Lok Shemen becomes Hukva as part of that carbon, just like by the Lach Metoda, and therefore that Lok Shemen has the ability to become pigle. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Have a great day, everybody.